So everything is miserable in the world, but it's wonderful here.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory!
Glory!
Yeah. Woo!
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
So we really am not like the rest of the world. And that's not their fault, by the way. That's not their fault. So we need to pray, not only worship God with all our heart, all our soul, all our strength, but also love our neighbors, including our enemies. So they don't have teachers. They don't have teachers. And where are my signs? Oh, hey, praise God. I like this. This is awesome. This is great. Everything's right there. All right. Now, I just brought these four because I want to concentrate on five. And because five is different than four, you've never been taught this before, but I'm going to teach you. Because this is really my life story. I was a sinner and so on and so forth. But then I repented 49 years ago. I repented and fell in love with Jesus. And I was already a minister, but I was bad. But people didn't know that because I didn't share. And because of that, when that happened 49 years ago, I've been here 50 years, but 49 years ago, I went to the place where the problems are. And when I was in that city, God suddenly visited me. The first time in my life, really. Though he had visited me before, but it was just head knowledge. But then it was heart knowledge. And all of a sudden I fell in love with Jesus. And I knew from then on I'll die every day. Every day. I die daily. So since Paul died daily, he died to himself. Self-denial. You're no longer you. You cease to be you. So the word for that in the Bible is technon. T-E-C-H-N-O-N. Technon. So if you're a believer, if you've been born again, if you have a new heart, and you love Jesus, you can still be witchcrafted. That's interesting. And I want to talk about that. So a technon is a child. So everybody that's born again is a child of God. Everybody born again is a child of God. Everybody here is a child of God. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. But that is just one thing. I've been born again. And that's wonderful. But it's only a foundation. So chair four is just the foundation for everything that follows. And it could follow not only 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 and so on and so forth. Easy. But I want to teach you another word today, and that is this one right here. So let's skip this one that you were born again, but you're still subject to being witchcrafted. You began in the spirit, but now you are trying to perfect yourself in the flesh. You were flesh. You were sinful. You rebelled like Adam and Eve. But now that you're born again, that's not the end of it. That's only the beginning. And everything else that follows it is spiritual. The word for that is not technon, a child. And a child could be a baby, could be a toddler, could be a young man. It can go all the way until this happens. Chair five. That's the chair no one likes. Because it's the cup of suffering. It's the cup of suffering. Long suffering. You ever heard that in the Bible? Long suffering. It's the same as the word patient. Be patient. So right now, you're facing, as a nation, a divided America. There is no more America. It's gone. It's been gone for a long, long time. And God spoke to me years and years ago, and he said, there's two Americas. One is false, one is true. And so you see people burning things down and lying all the time. Let God be true and every man a liar. So the second word I want to teach you is not technon, which is just for. You've been born again. So you have a new heart, but you don't have yet a new soul or a new walk body. So you have to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. So that is 4, 5, 6. Now, I want to explain 6 in the light of 5. In other words, 6 is where your huios to theou, the Son of God. When you're a son, you're no longer a technon. You're no longer a child. You are adoptable in chair 6, a son. So anyone that can drink the cup of suffering, 5, then is allowed to be adopted in chair 6, huios to theou, son of the living God. Son of the living God. So many Christians think they'll go to heaven because they're in chair 4. No. No. It's not enough. So a child of God, we're all children of God when you're born again. When you're born again, you're a child of God. But you're just a little child. I don't care how it ends, whether you're 15 or 18 or whatever you are. You have to be adoptable. And God wants to adopt you. Now, let me do some history. Caesar, Julius Caesar, he was once the emperor of Rome. And he was a conqueror, but he decided to cross the Rubicon, this river. And if you do that, you're making war on Rome government. You're making war on Rome. But he did, because he had fought many battles. And Rome was now the mistress of the world. It was now, everything happened, all roads lead to Rome, they say. So Roman Catholic is still part of that now. They're technon, as are the Democrats, as are anyone who's just a child. Immature. So you could have grown if you had submitted to suffering. That's where people, I've suffered enough. I don't want to suffer anymore. So how many know that what's happening now, COVID-19 and be communist tomorrow and lesbians and so on and so forth. How many know that is actually for your good?
Amen.
If you don't suffer, you can't be glorified. 6 is glorified. And it keeps going on. But then, if you're not then willing to go through 5 and drink the cup of suffering. If you don't do that, then you're not trained. You are not teachable. And so, what I've been doing for the last 50 years, and before that I was 12 years in New York, I've been doing just the good news. But I had to die 49 years ago. I had to die to myself. Myself was the problem. Self-denial. You have to deny yourself. How many know you want something, but you have to ask God? You want something. I want to go out and play. You know, whatever you want to do. I want. So that gym had to die. So my death was the key to my life. So chair 5 is my favorite chair. Because if you don't die to yourself, you can't love your neighbor as yourself. Unless you suffer, you'll never be glorified. Unless you suffer, you'll never be glorified. So you cannot reign with Christ on the throne of God, and you'll never reign, ever, with Christ until you've been taught. So today there's no teaching. Teaching, even if they have, 5,000 members or 50,000 members or 500,000 members, that doesn't mean anything, because you could still be a child. You're still making provision for the flesh. So that has to die. But unfortunately, you can't die yourself. You can't save yourself in chair 4. That was done on the cross. You can't then build that foundation, because you could be witchcrafted. And you never go to 5 because you don't want to suffer anymore. And so a lot of people that go to church today, and there are lots of them right here in Texas. I think we're the most Christian belt buckle. I think we are. And so it's interesting how God throughout history has wanted everyone to be, and he died for everybody. He died for everybody. He died for witchcraft people, Satanists. He died for good people, bad people, whatever you want to call it. But if you're just a technon, you'll never grow up. And so many children today are undisciplined by the father of the home. Did you hear what I just said? And the father has to be the teacher. So your father is your teacher. So he has to teach you. And he has. And your mother is also right along there. You're being taught by God to be a mighty man of God. Right? That's what's missing today. So sermons won't do it. I'm sorry. Sermons that sound like they have lots of scripture and so on, it won't do it. This has to be a work of God himself teaching you. Through your father, through your mother, through pastors. But unfortunately, today, that's not the case. So many people are all mixed up. I have a granddaughter that's a lesbian, and so now I know it's wrong, but I'm going to go along with it. That's making provision for the flesh. So since you compromised in that area, so people today preach without principle. They don't have principles they're willing to live and die for. Right? I'm not even interested in the story I'm telling you. I'm just telling you. Today, we are lawless. Satan is called the lawless one. We are lawless. In other words, worshiping Satan, whether you want to or not. Because you never grew up. You never said, I want to suffer. Because Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered. And if he didn't suffer, he could not be raised from the dead. So on that cross, when he suffered for you, you were born again. 4. Now you have faith in Jesus. You have total faith, not in yourself. Today, everyone is for themselves. You can't love your neighbor if you don't quit loving yourself. Self-denial. So self-denial is critical in the church. And it's clear to me. It's clear to me that what Jesus met me as a sinner, 1, 2, and 3. He met me as a sinner, chair 1. And I never wanted to be a Christian. I never wanted to be a pastor. I never wanted to be anything. I wanted to just sin and keep sinning. But God took pity on me. He was compassionate and said, I died for everybody, and Jim is a cold one. He's totally 100% cold. Doesn't want to be a Christian. He wants to always do what he wants. And since he's a loner, it's hard for us to catch him. But so God decided to come downstairs and visit me and say, I love you. And I said, I love you. just like that. A nanosecond, just like that. So Scottsdale, Arizona, I was visiting some sisters, 13 of them, and Peggy was with me. And I said, hey, let's go to see these people. It sounds from their books. They're like Christians, and they pray for everything. And they don't have any way of making any money. And they live in the desert out there, just outside of Phoenix and so on. And I like this book. But let's go and see for ourselves whether this thing is really true. When they write a book, that doesn't mean anything. Books are just books, are just books. They're written by humanists who want their own way. And so a lot of people today are mammonists, meaning money is driving America today. And the big tech companies are totally into that. And they want to be God. Well, you can be like God, but you just can't be God. It's difficult that you didn't want to suffer by not being God. But you can't be God. How many know you're not God?
Amen.
I mean, you wouldn't want to be here if you thought you were God. So that means you can't really run your own life. You can ruin your own life by putting an eye in it. But you can't run your own life. So you need Jesus as your Savior, Lord, and Bridegroom, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is the Alpha, the first letter of the alphabet in the Greek language, and the last letter, Omega. So everything has to do with Omega is Huios to Theou, Son of the Living God. Because you're no longer just a technon, a child, unlearned. So people today who don't want to be taught. And so, I mean, it's even amazing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's even amazing here to have anyone gather on a rainy day. And that rain just outside of Dallas was really pouring down. And then it stopped all of a sudden that we went into Dallas. It stopped right there. And so, I said, how many people will be here today? I want everyone to hear this message. Because a technon, a child of the living God, a child of the living God can still be witchcrafted because they didn't want to go to 5. They wanted to stop at 4. I've been born again. Now, if you're a Baptist and you were raised that way, you are taught that it's a personal relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. And but you're glad because on Thursday, 14 years ago at 10 o'clock, you met Jesus. And so now you have faith in him. It's not enough. Faith alone will not do it. Faith has to be accompanied by suffering and death. So you're born to die. You're born again to die to yourself so that you can love your neighbor. So you're born to die to resurrect. You're born to die to resurrect. Exactly what Jesus did. He was born of the Virgin Mary. And because of that, he was not afraid to die. He wanted to die because he loved everybody. Everybody. And he wrote, in your innermost being, when you were conceived in the womb, in sin did my mother conceive. She conceived me in sin, King David said. In sin did my mother conceive me. So there, when he did that, with this finger right here on the right hand, which is only for his church, only for his people, only for God's people, only for those who are born again. So those people need to grow up and be huios to Theou. So when you're a son of the living God, that means you've already been taught of the Lord, not just in head, but in heart. The teaching is you're going to fall in love with Jesus and get to know him. So that's how you grow. You have to have a personal devotion every day with Jesus. So man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is constantly continually, present active indicative, what?
Proceeding.
Constantly is proceeding out of the mouth of God. So you have to be that. You can't be Alex anymore. You're now Jesus in Alex, or Alex in Jesus, because it's an intimate relationship. That's where people said, I've had enough of religion. I've already suffered a lot. I tried to trust in God, but he didn't always come through like I wanted, because they weren't patient to watch Jesus save this world right now. So we're not talking about the future. I'm saying right now, 2020, today, God hasn't voted. He hasn't voted. When God votes, it's over.
That's it.
Because God is God.
Amen.
And that's why you can't be God, because you're not God. Because you're not perfect. And you can't be perfect. Just men made perfect. Just would be for, because I have faith. The just man by faith. So that's what God's always wanted people to start right on this foundation, which is Jesus Christ. So my faith is not in myself. My faith is in Jesus Christ. If my faith is in Jesus Christ, then I died. So that I can resurrect. So that I can be the bride without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. So that I can then have a crown which fadeth not and inherit. If you're a bastard, I was a bastard. I was a bastard. That means one night stand. My mother slept with somebody, and that's how I got into the world. And I didn't know about him until way late. And she then shared that with me and was ashamed of that. And she cried and said, "No one has told you this truth." They had. I didn't know. I know I had two bad fathers, but I didn't know about that one. And so I was part of the Italian mafia group from my father's side, my biological father. And I didn't know anything about him. All I knew is my mom was really bad at aborting. I knew that for sure. And I said that to her, but she didn't laugh. She was crying. Because she realized she made a vow after that I came into being. And the grandmother said, "You have to abort that child, otherwise you won't have a life. He will ruin your life." So I was a ruiner of her life. But I didn't know that. And she never told me that till then. And Peggy said, "Let's find out what his name is." And she started calling. And George, I didn't like that name. Fritz, I didn't like that name. And so I don't want to have George Fritz. It's my father. And I'm sure he's a bum. He'd probably want to borrow money from me or something like that. Because I'm no good. I'm sure he was no good. So how many of you had an untimely birth? How many of you had a birth and the parents were not perfect? And so everybody wants to amount to something. If you grow up in the world, you want to amount to something and accomplish something, right? And you want people to awe when you walk in a room and worship you, kind of thing. But since we were poverty stricken, and I grew up in the hood, and everybody either ends up in prison, all my friends, or they died. And so that's the end of that. And all of those people I grew up with are dead or in prison. And they're bad people. But I was also, I didn't even know any difference. Because I didn't know about my birth father. So I was a bastard. Now here's what's interesting about a bastard. You have no legal standing. So you could not inherit. So how could I be a Christian and inherit the kingdom of God? I would have to be two theos. Huios, two theos. I would have to have that. And I looked that up in the dictionary, and I realized, gee, a bastard doesn't have any legal rights. You're just a bastard. And I don't share that because it doesn't sound good. But that's the truth. And so I grew up without any legal standing in this world. And I was 4 years old, before I started collecting my birth certificates. They had to make them up because I was born in a one-room house, 11 by 17. And that was a one-car garage. And that was it. It was just one room, whatever a car fits into, that was it. I was born in there. So they had a bed and they had a table, and I was born on that table. And then there's nothing else. Just some clothes, probably thrown in a heap somewhere. And so I was born there and didn't know anything about anything. But I'm just telling you that Christianity is personal for me. It's personal. That the personal God in heaven came down to Texas and then had to travel in the airplane with Peggy and I to get to Scottsdale, Arizona. So he did, and that night I knew that I knew that I knew. It actually wasn't that night, on the third night. So the December 28th, because after our candlelight service, just in a few weeks we'll have one of those, and in that candlelight service, then the next morning we got an airplane and flew there. And so we were there in one day. And then on the third day, I was criticizing these sisters who were devoted to God. And they were too legalistic for me. And if you grew up as a German, you would understand how they got that way. Because someone sang, we were singing Christmas carols, and they sang wrong. And so this leader, Nein! That's German. You know that. In other words, no. Someone is off key, and she corrected everybody. And you didn't know who she was talking about, but someone was off key. And it wasn't me. I was not off key. Wasn't Peggy. We did right. Because we were raised in German, we have that Irish German, all that kind of nonsense. And so it's not how you were born, it's how you got born again. I had to be born again. And so Jesus visited us and changed my life forever and ever and ever. World without end. No beginning, no ending, Alpha and Omega. So the Omega part, chair 6, so that I could qualify for chair 7 and get all of my crown and get the inheritance and so on and so forth, because Jesus was not a bastard. He was not a bastard. But the husband, Joseph, he didn't like what was going on, because he saw within the year's time that he was conceived in the womb. And he didn't really buy that. And she said, well, the Holy Spirit came upon me. And he said, I haven't heard that one before. That's a very, very good explanation of it. And she said, no, there's a scripture. A woman shall conceive and bear a son and call his name God with us, Emmanuel. So that's why that's our name now, Emmanuel Church. Emmanuel Church. And that's our real name, not what's legal. Because I was a lawbreaker all the way through school, lie, cheat, steal, and all that kind of stuff. And it was good. It actually got me into Yale and Harvard and all those places. I had scholarships, Aberdeen, Scotland, all that kind of stuff. But you know what? I was doomed for hell. There was no hope in my life. And I didn't want to be a Christian because they were hypocrites and liars. I didn't want to be one of those. And so, but I had a question. God, whom I didn't believe in, and I told him, I don't believe in you. But just in case, How can I know the truth? Is psychology real? Is sociology real? And it seemed to me they weren't. It's just man-made. And so I was at the top school, and I was getting really great grades because I never missed. And because of that, I got really super grades, but I cheated. Always cheated. And I never read a book until I was a junior in college. Never, never, never. In other words, I had a mind so I could listen to it, but then I cheated and so on and so forth, so I got good grades. Do you all understand that? Nobody here does that. I'm not saying do that. I'm just simply saying I did. And lots of people do. And the Democratic Party, I'd be a great Democrat. Because I'm a consummate liar.
Oh dear.
I'm not now. Because I'm no longer a technon, chair four. I'm now huios to theo. Big difference between those two. I'm no longer, because I was willing then to suffer with Jesus. And the day that I met Jesus 49 years ago, I said, I love you, Jesus. He loved me. I loved him back. And I knew I was born again right then. And I had head knowledge, but I never had heart knowledge until that moment. Never thought that, never wanted to think it, but all of a sudden, and I knew the conclusion was, and you shall die every single day. Wow. How many die every day to yourself? If you have to die every day, that means you don't have faith in yourself. You have faith in Jesus to then do what you ought to have done and didn't do. Well, that was my whole life. My whole life, I never did what was right. Even if you thought I did, I fooled you. I deceived you. I tricked even my parents. They had no idea that I would climb up into my... We had an old farmhouse where we lived. And we were the wealthiest county in the whole United States outside Chicago. Mafia and all that kind of stuff. And the DuPonts lived there and so on and so forth. So we were extremely wealthy at that point, but we lived on the other side of the tracks. Did you ever hear of that?
Oh, yeah.
That we lived in the hood. And because we lived there, we were dirt poor. We didn't have anything. There's no locks on anybody's doors. Everybody knew everybody. And you just trusted people. And we had Czechoslovakians from Russia. We had all these people, Bohemians, Polish, all of these people all living together, but I never went to church. I didn't want to. I didn't want to be that. And so I was stupid and grew up stupid. But then I graduated high honors. And I shouldn't have, because I didn't do what you're supposed to do. And so how many know that God loves sinners? Who repent? He doesn't just love sinners. He loves sinners who, because all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Now I'm teaching you today about the glory. This glory will fill the whole world. And it already is in this room. It's already here. We already have here you who are sons of the living God. Sons of the living God. You're no longer technon. You're no longer, because you're willing to suffer for Jesus Christ, be long suffering. Because he's about to display his glory. And why this COVID has happened and what is happening today is to teach you something. Now you have your time to suffer for God by believing in Jesus.
Amen.
We're the deplorables, whatever they call us. And I want to. So I'm not afraid of crises. I love crises. I love problems. I love everything going wrong. Why? Because I learned that 49 years ago. that Jesus visited me, a sinner. And he didn't give me this eternal life, but I knew I had it. I knew the only reason he visited me, a sinner, because I'd never done anything right. My parents had no clue as to what I did every day. They didn't know that I lived a double life, triple life, quadruple life. And you could catch me in anything and I could just lie like that. It just come to me. I was just automatic. I just knew exactly what to say. And I got away with murder that way. I was able to survive because that's all I wanted to do every day is survive. Just if I could just survive. You can't pity me because I knew I didn't love anybody. I didn't care for anybody. I didn't care for my parents and my three fathers. I don't care for anybody. I'm just out for me. And I'll tell you what, I was a good learner because when I realized God had visited me that day, and I now fell in love for the first time with anybody that ever loved me.
Amen.
Now, did my mother love me? I don't know. I wouldn't know. Did my three fathers love me? I don't know. I have no idea. Because I was like in a zoo. And I didn't want to be tied to anybody. So I didn't want any close friends. And so Peggy married me that way. But not knowing, because she'd always been good and nice and sweet and submissive. And she made a vow when she was young. Gee, my parents fight all the time. When I get married, I'll do whatever my husband says. That was perfect on my part to pick her. Because she wanted to do everything that I said. Yeah, she thought she was supposed to. And she always did her duty. And so, though she disagreed with everything I was doing, she said, you know, because I would choose the house we live in, what color the carpets were. I chose everything. And so I was good at making decisions. I knew what I wanted. I knew what I felt. And I knew how to get it. And so I have no scruples, no morals. I had nothing, no religion, nothing. But I was just a technon. And I was not ready to be taught by anybody, even though I'm a student. I'm not ready to be taught because I don't believe them. I don't trust them. It's in the Bible. Put your trust not in man. Put your trust in the Lord. Put your trust not in princes. Put your trust in the Lord. The middle of the Bible. The absolute mathematical middle of the Bible. Psalm 118, verse 7 and 8. So 7 is man. 8 is prince. So I'm a rebel. I was totally a rebel. And nobody knew it because I hid it. Because I didn't have friends that I would confide in. And by doing that, to being a loner. How many of you want to be loved? I didn't. I didn't want to be loved. I didn't want anyone to tie a string to me. Anyone that I would owe anything to. So I've never had a debt in my life. Can you believe that? Never had a debt. Never. So either I earned it or I didn't. And if I didn't, we wouldn't have anything. And so when I earned it, I kept it all. I was like Scrooge McDuck. I kept everything. And so to this day, and Peggy's being Scottish, she also has that kind of background of don't look for anything. You don't have any rights, you know, and so on and so forth. So I could take advantage of her easily. And I did. Now, but when I was born again, I'm going all the way with Jesus. I don't even know what it's all about. But whatever it's about, I agree to everything that's in the Bible. Sola scriptura. Sola gratia. Sola fide, solus Christus, soli Deo gloria. To God be the glory. And that day that I was born again, I knew I can't be Jim anymore. There's no more Jim. Jim must die. I knew that by head knowledge, but now I knew it by heart knowledge. And I knew I have to then not be me anymore. Now, how many of you have transferred from technon, a child that's unlearned, that doesn't want to suffer? You didn't drink of the cup of suffering. Remember that? He had two disciples, and this woman came to him and said, "Hey, my sons want to sit at the right hand of you and the left hand of you." They did not want to drink the cup from suffering. So he said to them, "Yes, they will do this, but they won't do that." So the question she, which is a good Jewish mother, "Hey, I want my sons to be on the right hand and the left hand of you in glory," and so on. And Jesus said, "Yes, you will drink, but you will never understand because you're unteachable." You'd have to read that very carefully, because they didn't want to have that cup of suffering. That means they'll never reign with Christ in the world to come. So if you don't suffer in chair 5, you'll never get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. But I will hear these words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Why? Because I'm good? I'm not good at all. I'm well aware of that. I still have all my old thoughts and so on and so forth, but I deny them. It's not me. I'm a new creation. Kine katesis. I'm a new of a different kind, not natural. In other words, how I was born naturally was a bastard. You understand that? Since I was born of a bastard, then I had no legal rights. I couldn't inherit anything. That's what it means to be a bastard. You have no legal rights. So all those three certificates that I got of birth to this father, this father, this father, they each adopted me, you know, tried to get me into legit. But I knew I was nothing. I had no hope in the world, none. And so I hated the world, because I knew right away in first grade, there's no justice in this world. There's no justice in this world. And I don't know that I used that word, but I knew, hey, I'm crying out. This little kid is trying to beat me up, and his brother is holding me down so this guy can beat me up. And there are two teachers standing right where Jack is. They were standing right there and talking, and I'm crying. Help! This guy's beating me up. Because his older brother is holding me down so the younger kid can beat me up. And I realized, I hate this world. I hate this world. I don't like this world. I'm at school, but I don't like this school. I don't like this school at all. So I schemed my way into surviving every day, because they beat me up every single day. Because my house is this way, let's say, and I'd go out that door, and they'd be waiting behind the door, and then they'd beat me up because they knew I couldn't fight back. So I decided to live by my wits. I'll go out the middle door, because there were three doors. And this one was close to my home, but this one is the middle door, the main door. So I'll go out the main door, but they had someone stationed right there. "Hey, here he is right here." And they beat me up again. So every day I was beat up in school. But one day I said, "You got to live by your wits." And so I'll go out the opposite door over here, opposite to where my home is, and run all the way home. And they didn't catch me that day. And I realized, this is what the life is all about. It's hard. It's hard in this life. But you're going to have to do it. So then I didn't get beat up anymore, because they didn't know, where is he going? How did he get out? He might have gone out the back door. Well, he'd have to run a lot if he did that. And I ran, because I didn't like getting beat up every day. Amen?
Right.
No, I don't like that. So you're being beat up right now by COVID. You're being beat up right now by liars. You're being beat now by mammonists. You're being beat up, and you should say, "Thank you, Jesus, for chair 5. Yeah. Because unless you suffer with him in chair 5, then chair four is going to be bewitched. Because the only reason I'm bewitched is because I didn't want to suffer. But Jesus learned obedience through what? He suffered. I don't care what the suffering is. It means you don't do your own will. It means you're not in charge. It means there's a God. And whenever you believe in God by faith, your faith is not in yourself. Your faith is in Jesus. I never knew that until 49 years ago, right here in Texas. But I learned it in Arizona. That's where I learned it. But I knew from then on, I'll serve Jesus Christ for the rest of my life. And I'll die daily. I'll never be Jim. And I love that. Because I realize other people who were in church all the time, they were legalists. They did things that you were supposed to do. And, you know, I knew Peggy was really happy being married to me. And so I couldn't figure out how to trick her into that. Because I always lied and cheated and so on. And so I said, well, Peggy, you love me like a duty, but you don't like love me from your heart. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, I don't know. I thought we were friends or something like that. I thought you, with all your heart, isn't that what Christians do with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength? Do you love me like that? No. Well, what am I going to do now? Yes. Because she said to me one day, Jim, you have to be a Christian.
You have to believe in Jesus.
I'm not going to go that way. I'm not going to do that. Because I've done nothing but everything I did is deliberately, consciously, and knowingly. I did lawlessness. I was totally lawless. Without a law. But that day, chair four, I got a new heart. And from then on, I say it's my death. From now on, you'll never be yourself. You're going to be under God. New management has come. And he's now your husband. You're his wife. I understood that right away. Wow. That means I can be beat up. That means anyone can beat me up because I'm vulnerable. Because my hands are tied behind my back now. So I can't do anything. How many know it's hard to fight if one of your arms or two of your arms are there? One arm is probably not going to do it. I don't know which arm. And so when you're helpless, you're actually blessed. Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered. So he was willing to die for you so that you'd never have to die. So since Jesus did that, he was now wanting to make me and you, everybody here, not to be a technon who doesn't want to suffer, who doesn't want to be just in this world, but to hate this world because you love Jesus Christ and his Father and the Holy Spirit. So now you're huios, huios, to theou, sons of the living God. That's it. That's what happened to me. And I had no training at all. I didn't do anything right. But all of a sudden, I became a radiant Christian. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about myself to tell you what. You don't want to be just chair four and be bewitched because you don't want to suffer. You want to suffer. That's the only key to 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 and so on. So I am now a son of a living God, and he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. Why? Because I was smart? No, I'm not smart. Because I'm wise? I'm not wise. Because I'm learned? Yeah, I learned a lot, but it didn't help me. Because I never found happiness in being top grades because I cheated and lied and stole and all that kind of stuff. But so I had nothing going for me in this world. So I wasn't invested in any personal relationship. I didn't want people to love me. I don't want strings attached to anything. And I'll just by my wits try to survive every day. After chair four, boom. That was the foundation of my whole life right there. I was born again. And I knew I'd have to die
every day because I knew the scripture. I knew the Hebrew, I knew the Latin, I knew the Greek. And because of that, I knew, uh-oh, if I do this, that's the end of me. If I believe in Jesus and not in myself, and I put all my weight on Jesus to do it for me, in me, through me, then I don't want to suffer like that. I'd like to do both. I'd be a hypocrite if I did both. I'll go to church and believe in Jesus, but I'll also live my own life. How many Christians in this room are all the way for Jesus? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10. Well, that's good. That's half right there. And so, but the truth is, I don't care that anyone is. I can do this all over the world and have millions and millions and millions of followers. Why? Because if you preach in the rest of the world where they're suffering all the time, they are hungry. They will travel 35 to 40 miles just to get to church, and they don't want you to preach a half an hour or an hour sermon. They want everything you got. And they'll sing and praise God. Lynn knows because she's been to Africa. And boy, they're always dancing and singing and so joyful to hear the truth that will set them free forever. So, because I don't live there, I live here. And I'm not going to move. I'm staying right here. And so I just do short trips, and after 8 to 10 days, I'm ready to go home. So I want to eat burgers and, you know, something. Because if you drink the water, you can die. If you eat the food, you can die. And so, because they don't have clean water, right? And so, but you know what? People are so hungry, they will give you everything. They don't care because money doesn't mean anything to them. In America, money means a lot. So you can either worship God or mammon. You can either worship God or mammon. If you worship mammon, you won't have any submission to God. So you can see that happening right now. Our whole nation is divided. Who can patch it up? Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all kings of men cannot put Humpty Dumpty together again. So there you have it. And I didn't forget that one. It's a good one. And so, in other words, nobody, don't trust anybody. You are alone. You don't know that, but you're alone. Even though you're married and so on and so forth. And I hope your marriage works out great. But you have to realize what you need is punishment right here. But it's not punishment. It's actually cleansing. So it's not punishment. It's actually cleansing. This is God's will that you go from chair 4, technon, to chair 5, your death, but you're still not there because you have to die in order to resurrect in chair 6 so that you can have 7 and 8 and so on. So you have to die to yourself and not be God. You have to not say, I know what to do. Leave it to me. I can handle that. That is an illusion. Because when God votes in this election, he hasn't yet voted. When he votes, it'll be over. So what I'm saying is, I don't care when it is. I know that we won. Trump won. I know that. But can you prove it in time? So far, the Supreme Court has X'd us out twice. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting? I mean, the worse it looks, the better it is. Did you know that God loves you unconditionally? No conditions. You don't have to have anything going for you except you were born. That's it. But you were born again. But don't be witchcrafted, because then you're just a technon. T-E-C-H-N-O-N. But he wants you to be huios, the son of the living God. Sons are not technons. Technons are not sons. Because you were willing to go through chair 5, which is when troubles come up, When problems come up, I'll be patient because I know God loves me and I don't have to worry about a thing because he'll take care of everything just like he did on the cross. So what he did on the cross is what he does every day, but this is the only way you can get to that, to get to that, to get to that, and so on. So the only way you can do it is say, I completely no longer am I. I am now the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am the overcomer. I am everything. Now, I believe that I'm the Son of the living God just because God wrote it in the Bible. If he wrote it in the Bible, that's enough for me. So that settles everything for me. Now, am I radical? Absolutely radical. Meaning, I don't have any other life except Jesus. I don't have a friend. I don't have anybody. I don't want anybody. I want Jesus. Did you know that if you have Jesus, you get everything for free? If with Christ Jesus, then everything else is given. No pay. Given to you as a free gift. It's like kids at Christmas time. They'll get a gift, and they were naughty, but they don't get coal. They get a gift. Because children don't worry. They don't even think about that. Naughty or nice. And, I didn't do right. But you know, God will never punish you if you're huios to theou, sons of the living God. So this sons of the living God is big because they're legal sons. They're legal sons, meaning in heaven, lawful. Lawful in heaven is lawful, but it's not legal. Legal disappears because it's a law. There are no consequences when it's lawful. That means you're permitted by a promise that he made to Abraham that Jesus fulfilled on my behalf. So now I am the Son of the living God. So I'm not worried about anything because everything is settled. And it was settled not just on the cross. It was settled from the foundation of the world. Not just the foundation. It was settled actually before the world began, before there even was a world, in eternity. When God then said, I love everybody that I create, and I'll make them my child. Did you know someday, that day is coming when every knee will bow. Every knee will bow. And every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. He'll be on that white horse. He'll have the host of heaven behind him. 2/3 of the angels, the host of heaven. Also the Old Testament saints. Also the New Testament saints. Also the church history saints. He'll have all of those people. And every king will bow. And every judge will bow. And all men will bow. Without any exception. Do y'all know that? That's amazing. If that's our end, if this whole thing ends in every knee bow and they just do one thing, Jesus, not just the Father working through the Son, God was in Christ. What was he doing? He was reconciling, catalogo. He was reconciling. He was an enemy, but now he put away the enemy. Now I'm not an enemy. I've always been your friend. You just didn't know it. Because you didn't obey my law. But law is over. There's no law in heaven. There's no law in heaven. Everyone is there voluntarily. And you won't make it to heaven unless you go through chair 5. You learn obedience through what you suffer. So now when everything is complaining and you could gripe and you could moan and you can complain and so on. Don't do it. Say, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Everything is going my way. Woo! You'd have to believe that to be happy in this earth. Because everything, no bad could ever happen to you. When Jesus died, you died. When he was buried, you were buried. When he rose from the dead, you rose from the dead. Now you have the new heart in chair 4, but you need a new mind. You need to be now trained by God himself. So all I can do is just train you and say, just plagiarize the Bible. I can't add or subtract. If I just say what God says, Everything works out for us. So I'll never have a bad day. There's never been a bad day ever since I met Jesus. I don't believe in bad days. Now, do I still sin? Yes. Am I sometimes angry? Yes. But it lasts about 2 seconds or 2 nanoseconds or maybe an hour. But it can't stay. It can't stay. Because the Holy Spirit, Jim, you're trying to be God again. You want to be, you know, whatever. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Because he knows if we had vengeance, we would waste 4 years of Trump's life, you know, trying to impeach him and destroy him and so on and so forth. But it's in vain. It's never going to happen. Jesus always wins. He never loses. And the enemy never wins. The devil has never won one thing. He's just a creature. But we're new creations. We're not even part of the world. You're not part of the world. Did you know that? You are not part of this world.
That's right.
Jesus said it to Pilate. My kingdom is not of this world. So you're not part of the world. You're a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come.
That's right.
Woo!
Hallelujah!
So that's pretty exciting. Because now you don't have to worry about a thing. And so I don't gripe, complain, and worry because I know everything's working out for me. The whole world has to come to me. I don't have to go to the world. I don't have to. There's no obligation for me to do anything except believe in Jesus. That's all he's ever wanted. Don't believe in Jesus and say, Lord, what I just did, I won't do anymore. No, don't add that latter part. Just say, Lord, I did bad. Lord, I lied. Lord, I was gluttonous. Today, I was judgmental. Today, you know, whatever. And that's all he wanted was just say it so that he's God and you're not. And that's a humbling thing when you say that because you're acknowledging you're not God. He is God. You can be like God, but you cannot be God. You cannot save yourself. You cannot improve yourself. You cannot do anything except die daily to all your sins. Why? Because that's what Jesus is doing in your life right now, pulling out every sin in you. When you want people to love you and so on, they don't. Nobody loves you. Why? Because it's said in the Bible, God is good, and Jesus added, and no one else is good but God. And it actually says it stronger in the Greek. It says, but one, colon, God himself. That's what it says. So since no one else is good, you'll never be good. Now, did you hear what I just said? This is so powerful. If you could get this down. This is so powerful. If no one else is good but God, then I'm not. The devil's not. I mean, no one is. If you're evil, then you have to acknowledge that every day. God, if you should mark iniquities, who could stand? But when David said that, he had faith and he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Isaiah 40:10. So if God wants to give you everything for free, it doesn't cost anything. That's why children raised in a home where you don't say things like, that was bad. Now you're not going to have any presents. Now you do that to control the kids. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Because kids, they don't want to be bad. They're not, all these people burning down and pulling down statues and all that kind of stuff. That's all stuff. Everything in the kingdom of God is invisible. Everything in the kingdom of God is except this Bible. It's the only thing he left us is this Bible. Sola fide. Sola gratia. Sola Christus. Solus Christus. It means that God has everything rigged and he's the only actor in the universe. There is no other actor. If God votes, all man's votes go away. So how many know that it'll all turn out right in the end? But is it the far end or is it today end? For us right now, if you let this go, we'll be communists tomorrow, socialists or, you know, Marxists or, you know, lesbians or something stupid. Something stupid that has no, that's no hope. In other words, America will be not America. And you'll never get it back. Because they'll make the Supreme Court not 9 judges, they'll make it 15 or 16. So you can never win again. And now they have the 270 votes they need and so on and so forth. Don't think this world is not under God's eye. Everything that we do, God is measuring it and saying, no, that was not me. That was not me. That was not me. So all you have then is you in faith. Forget your sins. Forget your sins. Why forget your sins? Because he already died from before the foundation of the world. He was slain from that foundation. So ever when you live right now, God always favors you. So remember he said, I give favor to Noah and his sons. So Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Those are the only people that, because Adam is gone. He died at 970 years. He is dead. But now the only people that made it out of that first flood of water, that baptism, everyone that made it, just those three boys, because mom and dad didn't have any more kids. So Mrs. Noah and, you know, they didn't have any more kids. So they just had those three boys, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Everybody that's born into this world is either part of Shem or Ham or Japheth or intermarriage between the two or the three. Doesn't matter. That's how you do all the families of the earth. Just those three. There isn't any other. So 8 in the Bible is always something new. In other words, it's another week. So 7 is the only age for the earth. 7,000 years, you're already in the 7,000th year right now. That's the 7th day. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years to us. So for God, that's just another day. And it's only a week. And every founding father, I can name them. You have to read all these books that, you know, you can't even hold. They were written by all the founding fathers after Jesus. After Jesus, after the first century. And they all believed the world was only going to be 7,000 years. Now we're already in it. So, just as he rose from the dead early in the morning, so he's going to do it early. He always does what he intends to do. Type, anti-type, type, anti-type, type, anti-type. So, everything is going your way. Now, I would like to start with Willis. And say, Willis, from now on, your life is going to be blessed every day without anything to complain about. Say that.
My days are going to be blessed. No curses.
None. That's powerful. Who else? You.
My days are blessed, and that they always will be.
Right. No possibility. If you believe God didn't lie, he can't lie. Let God be true, every man a liar. So men can lie, but he's not bothered by that. He can work around all lies. You say you're going to do something, you won't do it unless God wants you to do it. Even Satan had to say, Job, if you just remove the hedge that's around him, he'll curse you to your face. He said, okay, do what you want to do. Only one thing, one proviso. Uh-oh. That is, don't take his life. Because after he's all done, he'll be perfect like I said he was. That whole story is a silly story. Because men thought they couldn't be bewitched. Anytime you play religion, you're not in a relationship. Anytime you have a religion, you don't have a relationship with the true and living God. You're a technon. Easily bewitched. You began in the spirit, now you're ending in the flesh. You're going to try to perfect yourself in the flesh. But the best has been saved to the last. You haven't even seen the best. I mean, all the rest of history, in time, before eternity, all the rest will just be how God is arranging the world so that he's going to remove all the sins of everybody in this room. And all he wants you to do is be clean. You don't have to say, and I won't do it again. Don't say that. Don't have any explanation. Don't justify yourself. The reason I did it is, he doesn't want to hear that. He just wants to say, yes, sir, no, sir. Right? So he says, from now on, I want you to be completely holy. Because that's the way you were made. And if he made you that way, then he wants you to end up that way. So you have to follow this process. It's not a one-time event. I was born again. I don't care about that. You could easily be witchcrafted, and most people are. They're till technon because they didn't want to suffer. That's all. They wanted to be mammonous. They wanted to be kings. They wanted to be priests. They wanted to be wonderful in this world. But nobody here is like that. All of you are humble. If my people who will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sins. I'm not going to forgive bad guy sins. I'm not going to forgive them. He'll deal with them later. He has to have a church today that is hot. Zestos, the zeal of the Lord of hosts, will do it. So what he's wanting, this is your goal in life, what he's wanting is forget the world. The world's in God's hands. Don't worry about the world. The devil, by the way, never has the earth, ever, at any time. Never. He's in the mid-heavens. He's not really down here. So when he says he went to earth, it's not talking about the earth. The earth belongs to God. Do you know that's in the Bible? The earth. He said the heavens belong to God, but then the earth I have given to men. In other words, I've entrusted men to do it, and knowing they would sin. Don't trust men. Don't trust pastors. Go and look it up for yourself. See whether God wants you to be happy all the time. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I'll say rejoice. Because God wants you to rejoice every day, because everything, even going through this chair 5, you'll make it because God's with you.
Amen.
He'll never leave you or forsake you. That's a promise. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Since he's eternal, you're eternal. Since he has the Father's blessing, you have the Father's blessing. He blesses you every day. Without knowing it, he's blessing you, but you want to complain and murmur because it doesn't look like it. But everything in our religion you can't see. All the other religions are false because you can see everything. Their vestments, the buildings they have, they're all tied to this world. You can see everything. God hates that. That's why he gave you faith. And that's the only way you can please God. Do it by faith, just by the word, just by the word, just by the word. That's all he wants you to do is read the word. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to want to do it. You just read it and then deny yourself and do what God wants. That's working for you, Karen. It's powerful. It's so powerful that just with your mouth, just like God speaks, you can also speak and say, I am. He says, I am. You am. Because you are the light of the world. He said that. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. In other words, everything you do, I accept as long as you only have faith in me to do it for you and then in you and then through you. And when I do all of that, you're perfect. The last thing he's going to do is perfect you in 6. He's going to perfect you in his love. So perfect love casts out all fear. 1 John. If perfect love casts out all fear, then I'm happy all the time. I don't have to feel it. I don't have to understand that. I don't have to want that. I just simply do what he says. So he said, Jim, I want you to praise me right now. And that'll kill you. Because that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to be sad for a little while. No, you're not allowed to. In heaven, everyone's happy. Happy is the man that
trusts
in the Lord. That is the same thing as 5. That's killing you because you wanted to gripe and complain and moan and murmur. He doesn't want that. He wants you to be happy all the time. So the happiest people on the face of the earth are Christians.
Amen.
But you can't just be technon, unteachable. You have to be taught of the Lord. And when you are fully taught, you will be like the Master. Spirit, soul, body. So, when he talks about body, you are the body of Christ. When he talks about the body, that means your walk with God. It'll be perfect by the time he gets back. And he's coming back soon, but not today. He's coming back soon, but not today. But it looks like things are happening quickly because we see things. It's just the beginning of sorrows. What you're seeing now is just the beginning because he's testing his church to see whether they'll be lukewarm or hot. The cold, he's not even worried about the cold. The cold are easy, like me. I was easy because I never met God and I never met anyone that loved me and so on. So in that moment, I just did. And I knew I loved him. I'd never been loved before. I can't tell you things I know, but I knew that I just had to survive every day. Because I knew people were out to have me destroyed. And you have to know that. And my grandmother was the one that dominated the family. And she said to my mother, who always obeyed her, abort this kid. He's worthless. I didn't know anything about that. I don't know if I was worthless or not. I don't even know what that means. It means he doesn't count. But God counted me. And since God counted me, I didn't remember that, even though I was a bastard. Even though I had no legal rights. Even though I didn't have birth certificates. I was just born in a home, an 11 by 17 one-car garage. It's just a room. Still, God noticed me, and he liked me. Why? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not curious. I don't know. I just thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That's all I am. Just thank you, Jesus. And so I can never be unhappy with bad guys. I know they're everywhere. So let the bad guys be everywhere. Why do what only God can do? It's his business. How many know that God will do it if you don't help?
Amen.
If you think you're smart and you're smarter than God, well, then of course you'll try to help out. God, I did thus and so today. You're a wonderful person. He's not going to say that. He's going to say, let me do it all. Because you can't create yourself. You can't then have faith in God. You can't then die to yourself. You can't then be perfect in love. And you can't then have a crown without, you know, never fades away. Because in heaven there's no dirt and there's no taxes and there's no money. Come by without money. What he's saying is money is the root of all evil if that's all you're hungry for. You're a mammonist. So everybody today has been paid off. It's not a secret anymore, so I can say it. Soros, George Soros, is part of the deep state. And he pays everybody. He has billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. Nobody probably knows his net worth. But he certainly has billions, and he certainly paid off everybody. And all of the tech stuff and all that. Don't worry about those guys. God sees them. He knows what's happening. Trump is the only one that could probably remove their 230, which means you can sue them now. Because they censored you. And their primary reason for existing was in 230. No one will sue you as long as you do what you originally said you were going to do. You'll represent the whole body of the people. They've done the opposite. They've censored people. So what? Don't worry about it. Don't figure out a way. Well, I'll just quit that and go with Parler. Okay, you can do all those kind of tricks. The point is, the whole world is corrupted, right? So you have to realize that the Garden of Eden had a center, and in the center, it says in the middle. So it's right in the middle. So every day when you go through the Garden of Eden, you have to pass that tree, and so every day, then Eve, she was going to be easy. He said to her, "Hi. How you doing?" And so she fell for it. Okay. So was she the first sinner? No. Adam was right there with her. Said, don't. He said, don't say about touch it. Just. But she already did. Because she thought, I can handle this. Just, Adam, just sit there and don't talk. I can handle this bird. And so when she said, well, you can't even touch this. So Adam was a fool because he took the apple and he ate two. So everybody has eaten of that tree. Everybody in the whole world has eaten of that tree. So you're all born in sin. Everybody. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We never did get the glory. Well, the glory is what I'm telling you right now. If you start here just believing in Jesus, just by faith alone, then you're crucified in your flesh. Boop!
right there. You need to take up your cross and follow him. He had a cross. Now your turn to have a cross. Oh, yuck. No, it's the best thing ever happened to you. You need discipline. Everybody needs discipline. You have to be broken. Otherwise, you'll be God. Otherwise, you'll try to think you're awesome and great and wonderful. No, we're not. And so it'll never be. You just have to be like God. But he does all that. He does everything that you ought to do. Which if you ought to do it, he'll do it for you. Then he'll do it in you. Then he'll do it through you. And when men see your good works, what are they going to do? They will glorify your Father in heaven. They won't glorify you. Well, I did it. I did that for God. He doesn't like good works. He hates good works. Hates them. Why? Because you did them. And you did them under an illusion. Because you thought that man could do anything. Apart from me, you can do
nothing.
Nobody wants to be a nothing. No one wants to be a nothing. They want to be respected and so on and so forth. Don't. If God says he loves you, that's it.
Amen.
If God says every promise that he ever made was all for your benefit. God always benefits you every single day of your life. You just didn't see it because you were looking over here on the channel. And just move one channel over, just right there, boom, everything works out. So if you start reading the Bible every day, reading the Bible, because he said by hearing, so just read it out loud and talk. Just whatever it says it. You know, I says what God says. I does what God does. And if you do that, you have an abundant life. And it'll show up in this world, not in the next world. It's not going to do very good in heaven. This is as in heaven, so on earth. It has to be on earth while we're still here. But someday we'll be in a new heaven, a new earth. Well, that's later. That's your reward. That's your prize. So God has a prize for you. And you know what it is? He wants to inherit you and you want to inherit him. But today you're not starting there if you're griping and complaining and don't want to suffer. Take the cup of suffering. That's what Jesus did. He took the suffering for you. He died. You died. He rose. You rose. Everything's for you. Everything is to bless you. Now let's have a testimony. Just make it up if you can't think of anything.
Can we have a question first?
Sure. Yeah.
Could you clarify the situation relative to 4, 5, and 6 for someone who never had the opportunity to go from 4 to 5?
Right. So you mean what's going to happen to them?
Death or...
Well, since you're not the judge and I'm not either, I can't really answer that except that Jesus, whatever he says, I agree with. So I don't know their thing. God does. But I know one thing, that God did everything he could to bless mankind. And if you're not paying attention, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is pray for them. Pray for them. Love them. Forgive them. Bless them. Never curse them. Because when Jesus came, he died on the cross to remove the curse. There's no more curse. Everything Jesus did in the New Testament erased everything he did in the Old Testament under a law. So I command you to believe. That's all. Believe. Just do that. That's it. That's it. That's nothing. No. Because when you do this, then I want you to go to this one and over here and take up your own cross. I want you to die daily. Could I skip that one? Let me skip the love thing. I'll go the love thing. You won't go anywhere. You can't skip anything. You can't circumvent God. Once he sets it up, just take and enjoy it. Every day is happy. Every day is joyous. Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if this completely relates to today, but I had something really neat happen. I was having dinner with a friend, and I'd had a big concern on my heart for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, I was anxious about it. And she was having, like, some back problems, so I forgot about my stuff, and I just, like, really prayed for her. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because I went back to my seat, and all of a sudden the Lord told me that he was going to take care of the problem that I've been so upset about.
Powerful.
And it was kind of like, and I said, oh my gosh, Mary Kat, I said, the Lord just spoke to me. She goes, well, Dora, that's because, you know, you gave and helped me and didn't mm-hmm. think about yourself.
Sure.
Which was like love.
Yeah.
But it was just so cool.
It's good.
Yeah.
Precious.
She said that's what happens. Is
yeah.
When you really
no, it's good.
Forget about your own stuff.
Yeah.
It really helps.
Those are all gifts. Everything God ever gave us is a gift and a gift and a gift and a gift and a gift, and you never pay for gifts.
Amen.
So if everything is a gift and God is the only giver, there's no other giver. When someone gives you something, either God did it through them or they did it themselves. Doesn't make any difference. Give God the glory, regardless how it all worked out. Because you're not the judge. I'm not the judge. I can't judge anybody. I've never judged anybody, ever. I've done something like this. Kill that person, God. I have done that. But that was just my flesh. And then God says, that's not the way to do it. Pray for them. They don't have any teachers. They don't have anyone that can help them to go through this process here so that they can be a bride. And then he's Savior, he's Lord, he's bride, groom. And then you're under the law of your husband, which is the other husband that we had was the devil. Or his law, or the way he interpreted the law to put you in bondage. That's why he had people in bondage. So you're no longer in bondage. That happened when Israel made their way out of Egypt. And what did the Pharaoh say after they were all ready to leave? He said, and bless me also. Now, whether that was answered by God, I don't know, and I don't care. But why would he say that? Because he could say, you just devastated Egypt forever. And Egypt will never again. So what she did today is no longer seed of Satan, even though she's doing bad things. Forgive them. Love them. Bless them. So everything, everybody needs your love. Did you know what? Shem, Ham, and Japheth are the only three people that produced everybody. So to bless all the nations of the world is easy. You just got to bless Shem, Ham, and Japheth because they're brothers and it's a family squabble. It's not, they're brothers and they're all born of the same parents. So it's just a family squabble. And since they're brothers, so what? This person does that and this person does that. Now everyone wants that to be the dominant thing. Oh, you're one of these and you're one of these. Ugh, stop categorizing people. People are people are people are people. Just love everybody. I'm not hostile toward anybody on the earth. I don't care who they are and what they've done. Just like God, I'm going to forgive them. Just like God, I'm going to pray for them.
Amen.
Just like God, I'm going to get their hands. Do you mind if I pray for you? They don't even know what you're going to do. Do you mind if I pray for you? And they're kind of open and, you know, very few of them say no. Most people will say it because you can tell they're troubled and they have problems. And you have to love crises. Crises is the same thing as judgment. It's called in the Greek language, krisis. K-R-I-S-I-S. Krisis is, I have to decide right and wrong, true and false. So, everything that God is doing today is just blessing you, and he already blessed you before the foundation of the world. He's just now manifesting that. So the glory is that this thing is glorified, and you're about to meet Jesus Christ. Second coming. When you do, you'll have a new body, new soul, new walk. He'll be like Christ. When a disciple is fully taught, he'll be like the master. So everything, so Christmas time is wonderful because Jesus came in the fullness of time. What does that mean? That means when it was dark. He came, if you read carefully, it was dark in those days. In other words, taxes began. Did you hear what I just said? And the way that you're cheated now is through taxes. So all your liberties go out the window. When the government gets big, you get small. But we Christians, deplorables, we need to realize, hey, God is on our side. If God be for me, who can be against me? Right? And if you don't say it out loud, if you just say it to yourself, thought. No, say it out loud to yourself. Go in a closet or something. Say it. Everything is going my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine going my way. That's a person, that's a song of the South. That's a person that was a slave going through these bad days. Why, they're over. They've been over since the foundation of the world. They're just brothers. Just the fact that we go by skin color rather than character. So everything, if you look at it closely, you'll see God did that for you. God did that for you. God did that for you.